Okay.
So we were just having a discussion of, is bourbon gluten-free?
It is not.
So, and it is not. I assume because of the mash and the other stuff.
I think it's, they do the distill part and then they put it back in the, with the grain stuff. I'm not real sure. I just, it's one of the sorrows of my life. Like, I have a list. Okay. Mike and I like to play this game of what would be your last meal if you had the option, like if I was like, on death row, what would be my last meal? And inevitably it's like all glutinous, like fried chicken for sure. That Texas toast with cheese, you get in the freezer case. Oh. Holy shit. I would destroy a box of that. baklava.
Oh.
Ugh, baklava. And then like a really good IPA. I mean, there's like other stuff on the list, but those are like the main big three. Right. Onion rings, beer battered onion rings. That's up there too. Yeah. But, like bourbon would be a thing. But, I've gotten used to it.
You never have to follow through on that.
Mike's like, if you were a psychopath.
How would that help?
Contrary to much of the gun blog community's belief about me, I'm not a psychopath. If I was a psychopath, I would, felony first degree murder and get a death row so that I would.
Just so you could.
I
would have my last meal.
There's a much simpler thing you could do.
What?
Just get the celiac test.
Then
you have to eat that stuff and you don't have to die for it.
True. Although I might feel like I was dying.
But you wouldn't be.
It's fine. Whatever. I'm over it. It's okay. I'm all right.
You could, but it would be good because then you could be like, my doctor told me I needed to drink this bourbon and eat this Texas toast and eat this fried chicken. It's
medicinal.
It's prescribed, for God's sakes.
Mm. Texas toast. Yeah.
Your prescription. Texas toast, 5 pieces consumed.
Oh man. That shit. It's probably good I can't eat that stuff.
Somebody's at my door.
What? Who's at your door? It's after dark.
It's probably UPS.
Oh.
Talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Let me go get this before the porch pirates do.
Here's where Alan is murdered live on the podcast. Hopefully not, because then we'd never be able to end. We just have to keep going forever.
Yeah, it's forever. Like, there's nobody to push the button.
We can't stop. Dear God, make it stop.
And then nobody would be there to, hit the record thing so that the evidence would be lost. I'm hoping he's not murdered by the UPS man.
Maybe.
So tell me about your bourbon, Jay.
About what? I'm sorry?
Tell us about your bourbon.
It's larceny bourbon. It's like a small batch, kind of localish. I think it's localish. I don't know. I got to forget.
So it's moonshine.
Wait. So bourbon is like champagne, correct? Bourbon is like champagne, correct? It has to be made in Kentucky, right?
Oh. I'm like, no, bourbon is not champagne, Brita. That's wine.
Well, it can only call itself bourbon if it's made in, right?
It is.
Is that the rule?
It is actually Kentucky, so.
Okay, there you go.
So it is actually.
Officially bourbon.
So if it's not made in Kentucky, it's just moonshine?
No. I think it's just whiskey.
Not in Kentucky, it's just whiskey.
Yeah.
Right. You must be of legal drinking age to enter this website. Like, are you kidding me?
Because you're going to get drunk off the website.
Yeah, apparently.
And nobody can put in a fake age.
Yeah.
I know.
if you're stupid. Really that stupid that you can't even figure it out.
So, Alan, what'd you get from UPS?
Jeep parts.
What?
Jeep parts.
Jeep parts. Jeep parts, of course.
Unless you want to hear an hour of Jeep rambling.
I do not.
I got a,
you know, I wanted to ask a Jeep question, though. I was thinking about it today. I have a Jeep question.
Okay.
I was thinking about it today because, you know, I'm driving along in my gigantic sedan. And yes. And I was thinking about why I have that gigantic sedan. And one of the reasons why is because the car we had previous to the gigantic sedan got totaled in a rear end, two rear end collisions. So we got the car after that. And one of the reasons Mike wanted to get this big gigantic sedan was because he felt like the more metal that is surrounding Brita, the better.
That's a pretty good reason.
Yeah, it's safer. You know, it's got an enormous trunk, you know, and if I get rear-ended again, there's more distance between me and the other car. Okay, yes. Anyway, so I was thinking about Jeeps. How do Jeeps do in accidents?
Depends. Usually they flip over and the people get ejected from them.
What? What? Thanks, Jay. Okay.
It is an interesting question. How I mean, I would imagine that they do well in safety. They've got roll cages and stuff.
Yeah.
There's no reason for them not to do well. They're trucks. They're up higher. It's got a solid frame.
Well, it again, like most things, it depends on what hits you.
Right.
Or what you hit.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's a train, it really doesn't matter.
Right. But if it's like a regular car or something, usually they just go under the Jeep.
What?
Well, because the Jeep's...
You know, yeah.
How it goes over rocks and stuff? It goes over the other car?
Yeah, they sit high.
Oh.
So,
and Alan's has gigantic tires.
Well, mine's not stock, but, you know...
Alan has a Texas Jeep. It has Longhorns on the front.
It does not. I can attest to that.
No, it doesn't. That'd be awesome.
I see. Was I wrong?
Alan has a very, like, how do I put this? It's very tactical.
It's a very
minimalist, tactical Jeep. Kind of Jeep.
Well,
there's not a whole lot of, like, fancy gewgaws on
it's,
it. Like,
it's a functional Jeep, not a mall-crawler Jeep.
Yeah, it's a rock crawler, not a mall crawler.
Right. It's designed for off-road and not parking lots. So.
Alan is trolling for mud.
There's no reason you can't do both.
Well, no, it's just, you see. So since 2007, with the introduction of the four-door Wrangler, Jeeps have been very popular. In fact, Jeep reports the 80% of the Wranglers they sell are four-door. So,
the family Jeep,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one people like. And a lot of times people buy those and never drive them off pavement. So, you know, they put the 20-inch wheels on them with the thin tires, and they put flashy lights on them and make them, you know, look cool. But
they drive in the parade on Memorial Day.
Yeah,
the parade.
The Willoughby Parade, we have this whole Jeep section of the parade, and it's the end of the parade, and it just goes on and on and on forever, and it's everybody in the, I guess, a Jeep club, I don't even know, but all these tricked out Jeeps with all the fancy lights and all the things and the decorations. And yeah,
you know, it's really funny because if I walk to the intersection at the end of my street, I can see three of the Jeeps that Alan was talking about. Full, all of the body cladding, the angry eyebrows, the big tires, everything.
What is angry eyebrows?
It's the grill that puts like a slant on the headlights so it looks like an injury.
Oh, like a scowl, okay,
kind of a thing.
Yeah, gotcha. It's like scowling, but they're full on. You know, they got the giant flares and the big tires, and
yeah,
you know, they've got visors and hood scoops and this, that, and the other thing.
Yeah, all kinds of shit get scraped off in a second if they actually took it off.
Yeah, road. And I came back from the outdoor range one time in my Toyota RAV4, and I had more mud on my Toyota RAV4 than all three of those Jeeps combined. In fact, than all three of those Jeeps combined in the entire time their respective people have owned them.
Well, I mean, Jeep knows this. That's why they sell the models. They sell the model like the Sport and the Sport S and stuff like that, or that are like four-wheel drive in name only.
Right.
Because they know they're never going to actually go into four-wheel drive unless maybe it snows or something. So, and that's fine. Well, they're good city cars, you know. They don't, you know, they carry people. And
I saw a Jeep on the road today, and it was driving around with its snowplow on.
Yeah.
Oh,
I want a snowplow so bad.
Oh, God. No, you seriously, no, you don't.
Yes. He would be everybody's best friend all of a sudden.
Yeah, except we don't get snow.
Yeah, do you like replacing tires every 2 years? Because you will.
Really?
Jeeps have no business with a plow. None of them. There's not a single Jeep.
If you got 3 inches in your driveway, you can plow it. That'd be good. You know.
I wouldn't
suggest, like, you know, during the Snowmageddon, take your Jeep out and plow, but.
Yeah. Well. But no, my Jeep is barely street legal.
Ironically, those tires actually are awful in the winter.
Well, not here.
Well, yeah, no, not for you. They make lots of sense for you, but you know, when you're talking about the mall crawlers, well, yeah, the big wide tires act like a giant sled in the snow.
Yeah.
If you see guys that are serious about four-wheel drive up in, like, you know, Breeders' Neck of the Woods or up in New England or, you know, like in Minnesota, they've got winter tires. And their winter tires are the normal, thin, regular, you know, whatever. I'm trying to think of what the tread width is. But, you know, your standard truck tire, not the giant 33-inch Mickey Thompsons.
Well, yeah, but they're designed for different things.
Yes, yes. And if you drive them at all, you know that.
Yeah.
I had a buddy who had a Toyota Tacoma with a lift kit and 33-inch tires, these giant wide things, and he had them for one winter. And he said, yeah, I went, like, off the road and down an embankment because I hit the brakes and all the truck just kept going.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, like, I mean, it depends on what you're driving over, and I apologize, Bree. This has turned into like the car.
No. I intentionally did this so that we get the car stuff out of the way in the beginning. Okay.
But your tires. So if you're driving on rock or mud, you want the mud terrain. You want the big knobby, grippy tires. If you're on sand or, you know, a dirt road or something like that, you want the all terrain. You don't want mud. Mud tires don't really do good in sand. And then, like Jay said, if you're on snow and ice, you don't necessarily want the all terrain tires do good. You don't want the mud tires on snow.
Right. Right.
You don't want those big, cause those are designed to like float on mud.
exactly.
And when you're on snow and ice, you really don't want to be floating.
You don't want to be floating at all.
So a thinner all terrain works great in snow.
Right.
Works great in sand. What works great in sand usually works good in snow. For similar reasons.
Yep. It's very fair. A lot of times too, if you've got dedicated snow tires, the actual compound the tire's made out of is different. It's a little bit stickier, if you will. It's almost like the, you know, the performance tires, but.
Well, I wouldn't. I mean, it's not really an issue where I am.
Yeah, exactly. You do not have to worry about snow, Alan.
But there are a lot of people that keep, you know, Jay knows this. There's people that keep two entire sets of tires in their garage.
Absolutely.
One for the summer and one for winter. And there's and people that drive their Jeeps that are like serious off-road people have like four or five different sets of tires. Because depending on what kind of terrain they're going to be driving on. I mean, if you're doing desert off-road, you want one kind. If you're doing rock crawling, you want another. If you're doing mud, you want, I mean, it just depends on what you're doing. So, I mean, you know, the Jeeps always get, they don't get really good crash test scores. Mostly because of the doors and the top.
Yeah.
Which are not for security. In fact, Jeep tells you that right up front. The door is not a safety feature. It's there, it's there to keep the rain and the wind off of you, and that is it. It is not, you know, like a lot of cars, they've got the impact, like a side impact beams and all this kind of stuff. Not on a Jeep. So on a Jeep, your side impact beam is like the metal bar that's along the bottom, the skid rail. That's your side impact. And hopefully you're high enough that the car that hits you hits that instead of you. So anyway. That's enough Jeep talk.
Yeah, but there's nothing else. Nothing else happened this week to talk about.
No, I can't think of anything at all, really.
Yeah, it's been an uneventful week.
Well, if you live in Florida, the Atlantic Beach Police Department wants you to know that if you have purchased meth, they will test it for free for coronavirus. All you have to do is bring it to the police station, and they will test it for coronavirus.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so awesome.
My first instinct is to say, who would fall for that?
Yep.
You know... Right.
Yep. Well, like I said, I was filling out the 4473, and there's questions of, you know, are you a fugitive from justice? And I'm like, you know, this is back when I was up in Mass. There was a buddy of mine who worked at the gun store, and I was like, man, what a dumb question. Who's ever going to check yes to that? And he's like, dude, you'd be surprised.
Wow. Really?
He's like, yeah, he's seen it. He's seen people come in and be like, you know, they fill out the form and hand it back. And he's like, you checked yes. You're supposed to check no. He's like, no, I actually am a fugitive. He's like, get out.
Wow.
Wait, let me call the police first. And
damn.
And he said he calls the cops every time. And they're like, whatever.
Yeah, they don't.
Really?
Yeah.
Of course.
We have him right here.
Yeah, all those gun laws.
Standing in front of me.
You know all those gun laws aren't to do anything about criminals.
Well, okay.
They don't care about criminals not obeying gun laws. That's not the point.
And it's, you know, it's not to call it the cops. It's because they know that if they come and they arrest the dude, they're never going to get a conviction. They're going to get chewed out because you could have been, like, writing a ticket. You know?
Yeah, you could have been owing money.
Yeah. You know, you went out and arrested this guy, and there's no way this is going to hold up in court. They're just going to throw it out.
Speaking of throwing things out.
Oh, I was going to say, speaking of Massachusetts, we're on the same place.
Yeah. Excellent segue, Brita.
How did you feel about it, Jay?
I find it extremely interesting.
Elizabeth Warren dropped out today.
Dropped out of the presidential race because on Super Tuesday, she came in third.
And lost her own state. Yeah, totally.
Third in her own state.
Yeah, when you can't win your own state, you're done.
And there was none of these did she not win. Like, if she'd come in second to Bernie, barely, okay, that's one thing. But third.
A distant third. A really awful third.
Somebody, I forget who it was, but they were, you know, pondering, is she going to endorse Biden or is she going to endorse Bernie? And I'm like, well, first of all, she called Bernie out because of his comment about a woman can't beat Trump. Now, either she lied about it, which is entirely a possibility because she's lied about pretty much everything.
Right.
Yeah, she's kind of, yeah.
She is truth impaired. Let's leave it at that. you know, and repeated the lie at the debate about, you know, I was fired at 22 because I was pregnant. And they're like,
right,
actually, we've looked at your work history and there's no evidence that this happened whatsoever. But, you know, whatever. So it's unlikely she'd endorse Bernie for that reason, but also because obviously the Democratic establishment is pressuring everyone to throw their support behind Biden because they really don't want a 50-state blowout in November that would result from putting a fucking communist up against Donald Trump. And Elizabeth Warren coming in third in Massachusetts needs every fucking bit of help she can get because she's going to get primaried. She might even lose to the Republican challenger.
Woot woot.
I mean, how can you be so incredible, so unpopular in your home state and not be like, boy, I might want to consider seeing if Harvard will take me back.
Well, here's my question is, okay, she's from her home state. She obviously was elected at some point or another in her home state.
2012.
Okay.
She beat Scott Brown in no small part because of Todd Akin.
Right. So what has happened in the interim? Are people just sick of her shit?
Well, for starters, I know a lot of people up in Mass are pissed off because she swore up and down on a stack of smallpox blankets that she was not going to run for president.
Mm.
I'm sorry, I couldn't resist that one. But she did actually, she swore up and down, I'm not going to run for president. If I'm reelected, I'm going to serve the people of Massachusetts. And like within, I don't know, minutes of winning reelection, she had her presidential committee.
Yeah. You know, I think that's a risky thing for people who have been elected to serve a state,
right,
where they turn around and they're like, okay, I'm running for president.
Right.
And the people in the state say, wait a minute.
She ran. I mean, she won in 2012. So she ran for re-election in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And it was almost immediate that she had the political action committee and her exploratory committee.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like she was, you know, no. Her opponent in Mass was like, she's going to run for president, folks. She's not going to be here. She's not going to represent you. And she was all, you know, oh, no, I'm going to stay. And how dare my opponent claim this, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, November, the election was November 5th, November 6th. It was like, okay, so about that presidential run. And right. People are like, but you said, and crickets.
Hmm.
Interestingly enough, in the last 70 years,
yes.
Well, in the last 50 years.
Okay.
There's only been one senator who successfully ran and was elected to be president.
Who dat?
Barack Obama.
Right. Well, he's black.
Now, what's interesting is if you go back before, you know, the 70s, it was extremely common that senators became president.
Yep.
Since then, almost never. Richard Nixon was a senator. Lyndon Johnson was a senator. John Kennedy was a senator. Harry Truman was a senator. Warren Harding was a senator. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, senators.
Really, so what changed?
Senators. I think a lot of it, television and news reporting. Remember, you're no one. I won't say nobody listening to this, but nobody on this podcast remembers when Kennedy beat Nixon.
No.
Because because of TV.
Rita's parents weren't even born then, Alan.
They were so.
Yeah.
But
Rita, you're like what, 30?
Yes, I'm 30.
Also the problem with senators is that when you're a senator, you have to vote on things.
And we can vote present. Barack Obama showed up.
But that's the thing with Senator. When you sponsor bills and you vote on things, that creates a record. And it creates a record that can be used against you. Now, Barack Obama successfully, as Jay said, Barack Obama really didn't vote for a whole lot. And he didn't do a whole lot when he was senator.
But he's black.
To be fair, he was only senator for, like, what, 3 months?
Yeah. But,
yeah,
you know, so but going back to you know, Pocahontas, you know, she's a senator, which is already a strike against her. Because senators don't have much success lately running for president. And then
I wonder, you know, what's really interesting is that Barack Obama was a senator and became president after being a senator for, you know, nothing. No amount of time whatsoever.
Right.
And voting president for everything. He had, I mean, he's black. Yay. And he had the entire media behind him.
Right.
Which for me, Elizabeth Warren is a woman, also a minority.
She had the media behind her too.
Did she?
A lot of
to the extent of Barack Obama?
Well, no, not to that extent. She wasn't the light bringer. No. But they really, you know, I mean, right up until they started having elections, she was the front runner in the Democratic field. I mean, poll after poll put her in position number one. And then they started having debates and started having actual elections, and she sank like a rock.
Yeah,
because she's so unlikable.
Right. Yes. As soon as she did anything that allowed people to see her.
Yes.
You know, again, I go back to, you know, AOC does these Instagram things and everyone loves them. So Elizabeth Warren's like, hello, people. I am having a frosty malt beverage with my life partner.
What did she say? Hello, what did she say in that one partner? Thing? She said, what? I'm going to get me a beer.
Oh, yeah.
What?
It was Steve Buscemi going, hello, fellow young people.
That's exactly what it was. Worse than Dukakis in the tank.
It was less convincing than Kristen Gillibrand cooking food in her kitchen with cookware that had never been used and an apron that still had the lines from being in the package.
Yep. A piece of fish that didn't fit in the pan.
Didn't fit in the pan, yes. Yeah. Thank you.
What the fuck? Yeah.
It was like,
well, you know, and I saw a video of Elizabeth Warren, and this is a while back. This is one of her early rallies, I guess. And she was dancing.
Oh, no.
And I think there should be a hard rule. Like, if you're a handler for a political candidate, you know, somebody who's running, if you're one of those handler peoples, you know, they're on staff and you're advising and blah, blah, blah. There should be hard rules. No dancing.
Unless you're really good at it.
No, nobody's good at it.
Well, some people are.
No,
they're not.
They're not
politicians.
John Travolta. If John Travolta were to run, he could do the Saturday Night Fever.
Yes. Do not dance.
I'm not sure he could do it now, Jay.
Well, yeah, that's true. He's several John Travoltas.
And do not eat hot dogs.
Well, that applies to anybody.
That's probably for everybody. Don't eat hot dogs in public. Nobody wants to see that. But like, oh my gosh, what's his face? And he just dropped out. Pete.
Buttigieg.
Pete. Wait, Buttigieg. Buttigieg.
What do you call?
Just when I learned how to say his name, he dropped out. Buttigieg.
Yes.
Buttigieg.
That's not a name.
Buttigieg. Did you see the picture of him eating, what was it, like a cinnamon roll? And there's like a picture of him eating a cinnamon roll. It looked like he was eating like a chicken wing. But people are like, that's not a chicken wing. Yeah. It's a cinnamon roll or whatever. Really, they need to be smarter about this.
And And if you're eating unfamiliar food, which they do a lot.
Yeah.
Because
they do. You know,
they wind up.
They have to go to Iowa and right. eat steak and
they
stuff.
They have to go to these places with food that they've never had. They need to practice ahead of time.
Yes. Yes.
With here's people, how you eat a steak.
With people that know how to eat that food.
Oh my God.
Like the proper way to eat a cinnamon. I mean, there's several different ways you can eat a cinnamon roll, but the most common is to peel off a hunk and pop it in your mouth. I mean,
yes.
with one hand. You don't hold it up with both hands like you're like a squirrel eating a nut or something.
That's what it looked like. That is what it looked like.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, we also have Bloomberg that proved that you actually cannot buy an election.
You know, you're right. And people picked up on, wait a minute, the Democrats have spent the past 3 years alleging that Russians
right.
influenced the election with $100,000 worth of Facebook ads.
Right.
Mike Bloomberg drops $750 million
right.
and wins American Samoa.
Right. And these pretty two much things, nothing else.
These two things do not mesh.
Right. Well, you want to talk about somebody that's unpopular.
Yeah.
I think he's more unpopular than Pocahontas.
I think he's quite possibly the least popular human on the planet.
Which is funny because I wonder if we'll ever know what happened in those meetings with the consultants. Oh yeah, Mike, yeah, you got a great chance.
spend $700 million right. dollars.
You got yeah. lots of money, you're popular, you were successfully, you know, blah 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 blah. You know.
Who I want to know who he's popular with. I mean, this is the dude like who outlawed soda.
He's not moms.
He's not popular. Ooh. He's popular with anybody he pays.
Yeah. Mm. Moms demand action.
And he paid people like crazy to say good things about him.
Right.
He paid
Jay,
people
that
to
sounded
talk.
Dirty.
It is. Moms demand hot action. I mean, you know. Whoever came up with that name was just, they had to have been tongue-in-cheek.
No, I just don't think they've spent much time on the internet.
Yes, certainly not on Pornhub.
Go to Pornhub and type in Moms Demand Action and see what you get.
Oh, speaking of,
I saw on a work computer, by the way.
I saw that there is now, and I did not click the link, I did not, you know, follow through with the research, but I saw a news article that there is now coronavirus porn.
Rule 34 dictates.
Too, but
mm-hmm.
I'm skeptical.
Well, I guess it involves like rubber gloves and masks and.
Oh, so it's like TSA porn. not that I would know, of course.
Yeah.
Because that's just sick and wrong. But
because internet.
Yes, because Rule 34.
Yep.
So and then we all saw the heroic Dr. Jill Biden that Whoopi Goldberg thinks should be Surgeon General because you know
because she has a doctorate in education.
Yes, yes. Yeah, she has the same degree Bill Cosby has. Okay.
Right. Let's note that. Here that Whoopi Goldberg probably has no degree whatsoever.
But we all saw the dramatic footage of the vegan rushing the stage.
Yeah. I love that intersectionality.
Totally fake.
Was it?
Yes. That was staged. Talking to people that have actually been on presidential security details. There is no fucking way she was not tackled by three or four burly Secret Service dudes. Joe Biden, in addition to being a credible candidate for president, is a vice president. He was a two-term vice president. He has a Secret Service detail.
Right.
And if you watch that video, there's a Secret Service dude in the background, like very nonchalantly moving onto the stage. He's mm-hmm. not rushing as he would if someone were posing a credible threat.
Maybe he wants Joe Biden dead.
Yeah, well, but I mean, the syphilis is rotting his brain so fast that, you know,
so what would be the purpose of this setup?
You know, that's maybe to make Joe Biden seem like he's so powerful he has enemies.
Oh God!
I mean, who knows what goes ping ponging around?
Was this Was this the same rally where Joe Biden mistaked his wife for his sister?
I believe it was. I believe it was. Yeah, I mean, again, Alan,
Jay,
please tell me you remember Ronald Reagan's reelection campaign in 1984 and how the media made a huge deal about how incredibly old Ronald Reagan was.
Oh, yeah.
How could we possibly be thinking of putting this doddering old fool in charge of the nuclear codes?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they made fun of him for that all the time.
Oh, I mean, it was, I remember, it was Dennis fucking Miller.
Yep.
My grandfather's 75. We wouldn't even give him the keys to the car. Ha, ha, ha.
Yep.
Joe Biden, 78, forgets where he is, forgets what office he's running for. Congratulations, Joe, you're the front runner. There's not a word about his age. About the fact that he clearly appears to be not in command of his mental faculties at all times.
Well, you remember they did that with Trump. The minute he got elected, they started with that Article 25, you know, oh, he's not sane. And you have those supposed psychiatrists coming out going, oh yes, he's clearly not sane. And we need to, you know, get, you know, a certain number of cabinet people and the vice president and can declare him incompetent and replace him and all that kind of stuff. And yet Biden crickets.
Yeah. Exactly.
A man who is clearly suffering from, at the very least, senile dementia. That's my official diagnosis.
He certainly does not appear to be someone in full command of their mental faculties.
No, of course he's not. He doesn't know where what city he's in. He doesn't know what election he's running in. He doesn't know who he's married to. I mean, come on.
His sister, his wife. Is he running for the Senate? Like, didn't he say at one point that he's running for Senate?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. God.
He can't even remember what he's doing.
I feel sad for him.
When you think about it, when did he last run for senator?
Oh,
early 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have had to have been.
You know, I mean, the very latest it could, now I've got to look it up, but the very latest could have been 2006.
I feel sad for him.
Senate election. Let's see.
I cannot wait to watch him debate Trump and have a stroke on stage.
Well,
so
it's pretty clear the fix is in, right? The Democratic Party is going to nominate Joe Biden to be their candidate.
It's Joe Biden. Now,
unless he keels over at some point before then.
It does raise the question of what are the Bernie bros going to do?
Yeah. Well, they could go either way, right? They could go, screw you Democrats. We're, you know, third party, or we're just going to sit this one out. Or they could just suck it up and go, you know what? Any Democrat's better than Trump.
So, well, yeah.
Really, but though?
They're like, I mean, this is now the second time that Bernie's had the nomination and the Democrats have yanked it away from him.
Right. But they voted for Clinton. They voted for Clinton last time. So, these are not. When the rubber hits the road, these are not principled people.
Except this is why I'm voting for Bernie in the primary. I'm voting for Bernie because Biden is like the chosen one, right?
You just don't want to throw gasoline on the fire.
I absolutely do. And if it pushes the party to fracture, then I'm okay with that. Because it would split the vote.
Well, that's what they're afraid of. They're scared to death.
That's the interesting question, is would Bernie run as a third-party candidate? I mean, first of all, he's not a Democrat.
No, he
isn't. How he can be running for the Democratic nomination escapes me. And it escaped me in 2016 as well.
Well, if you're a Democrat if you say you're a Democrat. No?
Apparently.
Well, I'm going to say I'm a Democrat when it comes to the primaries.
I'm not sure how that works when it comes to actually being a candidate.
Mm.
Maybe, you know, Maybe we should look that up or something. I thought in my ignorance that you had to be a card carrying member of whatever party it was. But on the other hand, the party can nominate whoever the fuck they want to be their candidate. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They don't, you know, Bernie, I don't think Bernie necessarily, I mean, the Democrat Party could nominate Donald Trump to be their candidate if they wanted to. I mean, not that they ever would, but, you know.
Okay, 2002.
That was the last time he ran for election? I just looked
at 2002 was the last senatorial election that Joe Biden ran in. So, he apparently didn't run for re-election in 2008.
So what, 18 years ago?
So 18 years since he was in the Senate campaign. And he showed up on stage and, I mean, that is consistent with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, or, it really is.
You know, that you remember stuff that happened a long time ago.
He's having flashbacks to Senate campaigns and thinks that's what he's doing. Holy crap.
Oh, and Donald Trump's non-service in Vietnam won't be a big deal because Joe Biden also didn't go to Vietnam. So
maybe they're just saying, okay, this is a throwaway election. Maybe they've all kind of just conceded at this point and just said, okay, let's let Grandpa Joe like have his moment in the sun before.
This would be the first time he's made it.
Well, they can't actually come out and say that because they still have to keep their phony baloney jobs.
Sure.
You know, the consultants still have to get their money. They still need all the campaign contributions. They have to pretend that they're carrying out a presidential campaign to the very end just to keep the, you know, the wheels on the bus and gas in the tank.
Well, but there's no denying, like, they have to see what the Trump rallies look like.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Right.
And they have to see, the primary voting for Trump when you don't really even have to vote for Trump.
Yeah, when he doesn't have any, there's nobody running against him. I mean, Bill Weld does not count, period.
No.
Well, yeah, he had on the Texas ballot, I saw there was maybe seven or eight other candidates, and they're just, you know, they're the same idiots that run.
Right, right. They take out papers every year.
Yeah, they're, you know.
And I don't think there's any nefarious thing. I think it's just Trump comes last in the alphabet. But a lot of them.
But in the Texas primary, this is a no consequence primary. There were no constitutional measures on the ballot. There were no other measures whatsoever. There was a bunch of referendums, but those don't mean shit in Texas.
Oh, they're non-binding?
No, they don't mean anything. So all it really was a candidate primary. So
So
an election with no consequence whatsoever. Trump was the foregone conclusion. He was going to win no matter what. And he still had more people turn out to vote for him than voted for him in the last election that he won as president.
Wow.
And that happened in Texas. It happened in Oklahoma. It happened in several other states where more people came out to vote for him in an inconsequential primary than voted for him the last time he ran for president.
Sounds like a
referendum to me.
See, I hate to hear that because I don't want to get optimistic.
Okay.
Especially given that Joe Biden just, you know, announced Robert Francis is his gun czar. Thanks, Joe. Funny.
It's like he doesn't want to win.
You know, if he were trying not to win, what would he be doing differently?
Right.
That's really the question. It's like, what would you be doing differently? I mean, he's going to show up at rallies with his underpants on his head. I've got a helmet. This is my coronavirus mask. Joe, those are your boxer shorts.
They'll cover for him.
Yep. The fix is in.
My one thing, I want to see Trump win the popular vote. I want to see that with all of my, with every fiber of my being. I want to watch the smug little fucking pricks in Colorado have to go on television and say, oh, just kidding. We're going to give our votes to Biden.
Well, what they're going to say is not enough states passed the law, so it doesn't apply.
Yeah. Because you know they'll weasel out of it. It's what they do.
Of course they will.
And you won't hear a damn thing about the popular vote because there's no way on God's green earth Biden's going to win it. Joe Biden doesn't inspire people. Nobody's
that's the thing.
Nobody's
Jay.
Getting tattoos on their face of Joe Biden.
The only candidate left that actually inspires people is Bernie Sanders.
Yep. And they're yanking the nomination out from under him.
Yeah.
And now the big question is, are the Bernie bros for real? Or are they, like everyone else, full of fucking shit?
They're full of shit.
You know, are they Black Lives Matter / Occupy Wall Street / Antifa, where they're really going to riot if Bernie doesn't get the nomination? Or are they just going to stay home and smoke another doob?
They're going to smoke another doob and vote. And if they, you know, if they're conscious during the election day, they'll go vote for whatever Democrat's running.
They'll go vote for Biden. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the fun question. Who's Biden's Veep?
Well, it won't be Bernie.
It certainly won't be Bernie. We know that. But it could be Elizabeth Warren. It could be Hillary Clinton. It could be Kamala Harris.
It won't be Hillary Clinton.
I think Jill Biden won't allow that because she knows.
Yeah, but it won't. Hillary wouldn't take a vice president slot.
There's been talk.
No, she won't do it. Think of the ego.
She's not going to. There's no way she can run in 2024.
No, she's done. She lost.
Right, and she's not getting the nomination now.
When you lose a presidential election, that's it. I mean, you can lose a primary and come back because they all have. Yep. But if you lose a presidential election, you're done. Who has ever recovered from losing a presidential election and come back and won it? Like
Grover Cleveland,
you know, like in the last two centuries.
I don't think Grover Cleveland actually lost. He just decided not to run.
Hillary.
I think I may have the perfect candidate as his vice president. Yes, I do. The United States Special Envoy for Northern Ireland.
What?
Gary Hart.
Oh stop. Oh my God. Oh my God. So who do you think Biden is really lining up for?
I Harris would be the smart choice.
Kamala Harris, really?
Kamala Harris, yep.
No way.
Because she's black and female.
Female black, checks off
well,
the boxes.
Well, you could do Cory Booker for that.
That's not gonna fly, already, Jay, because the optics aren't right. You know.
He'd be sniffing her hair.
Well, but you know, you got an old white dude running for president, and then a black female for vice president.
Every time he'd get her on stage with him, he'd be like hugging her and sniffing her hair.
Yeah,
and
come on, I mean, see what he did with that baby. Yeah. I mean, come on.
With the baby. Yeah, God. He's whispering in the. That's
sniffing the baby's head. Yeah. I mean, come on. There was only one thing that he could have. I don't know.
Yeah.
Parents, don't let your kids get around Joe. Come on.
Here's the thing. He's older and whiter than Trump.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's got to have some form of minority as his Veep. He has to. Especially where Trump has Pence. It's like Trump and Pence are like the white dude and the other white dude.
No, it's
But Pence is kind of like the invisible white dude. Like he's like
worse than Dick Cheney. He hasn't shot anyone in the face or had a heart attack.
No, he's just there.
And the Democrats want him to be president.
That's his job, is to just be there.
The Democrats really want him to be president. They impeached Trump. And guess what happens if you remove Trump from office? You get President Pence.
I think that's Pence's worst fear at this point. Like, he does not want it.
If Pence is smart, Pence wants to spend a couple of terms as VP and then go quietly into retirement.
Yeah. I don't say, which does bring into question 2024 is going to make us all long for the sweet meteor of death. Because it is going to be horrific.
Why?
Because neither party has a front runner, anyone that could be considered a rallying point. Mm-hmm. It is going to be a free-for-all on both sides. The shit show you had at the Republican Party in 2016 and the shit show from the Democrats in 2020 mashed together.
Yeah, it'll be.
It crazy. Is going to. And no, it may be entertaining, but it's going to be horrific. And it's going to start in about 2021.
You know who my vote is for 2024, and I'd be all in? Nikki Haley.
Yeah.
Sign me up. She was like a fierce warrior at the UN. She was just so good. And if she could bring that to the country, that would be magnificent, I think. And not only would she be the first woman president,
first but Indian.
She'd be a minority. First minority female Republican president. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. So, yeah.
If we're all still alive.
Yeah.
Oh, because of...
Yes, if coronavirus hasn't killed us all.
I'm all right. I think coronavirus will be all right. You know, I read an article this past week where Barack Obama was president during the whole swine flu thing. And he did nothing until millions of Americans were infected with the swine flu.
And thousands had died.
And over 1,000 people had died. That is when he finally stepped in and said something. So,
yeah, but he gets
But I really think that this a lot. I mean, viruses and sickness and illness and pandemics are serious. But I really think a lot of the hype is media.
Well, they were skewering Trump for his lack of response when there were like 14 people, 14 Americans that had an infection, and they were all on that fucking ship.
Right.
Right.
And they were already skewering Trump for not doing anything. And Trump's like,
Trump had already restricted travel to countries.
Which they screamed about, too. Oh, you horrible racist. How dare you do that? And then it turns out all the countries that didn't do that suddenly have rampant infections.
Yes.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, you know what? Everybody wash your hands, please.
Wash your hands like you just cut up fresh jalapenos for your nachos and you're getting your contact zone.
The World Health
I saw that on Facebook and I was like, that's perfect.
The World Health Organization just increased the mortality rate to 3.4% for COVID. I keep wanting to say COVID.
It's COVID-19.
I know, but I keep wanting to say COVID because
it's something to crow about?
Yes.
Oh, gee, that was good.
I haven't worked a dad joke in a while.
Which makes it more fatal than, you know, flu or measles or anything else. So they're saying it could kill as many as 180 million people worldwide.
So, those are the people who don't wash their hands.
Right. Well, that's the other thing is a lot of this mortality rate stuff is based on countries that have really shitty hygiene.
Right. Right.
It hasn't really infected. I mean, so far in the U.S., I don't think it's done much of anything. I mean, as far as killing people, I think maybe one or two people have died in the U.S. and they were, you know, old or had, you know, emphysema or something.
And what they're showing is even in the countries where they're tallying up the deaths, it's the extremely old. It's not even like
it's not even kids.
It's not even like 60
which
plus.
Is surprising.
It's like 80. It's like 80 plus.
Right.
Yeah. They have said that it's surprising how few children are dying from this virus.
Because usually it's the kids and old people that die from the flu, but it's not kids with this stuff. So.
You know, the big thing is it reinfects.
Which makes me think of the Andromeda strain. Remember the Andromeda strain? It was they figured out how to fight the thing because the screaming kid and the old alky didn't get it.
I never saw it.
Because
I saw it.
It wasn't in the movie. It was in the book.
I never read the book.
Well, so they were trying to figure out the two people that didn't catch this thing was a baby that screamed like nonstop and an old
alcoholic. As they do.
And what they figured out was it increased the screaming kid and the alcoholic both had some more acidity in their blood or something like that. And it was killing the virus or something. So
it's like the movie adaptation of World War Z.
Right.
Where they figured out if you were ill, the zombies wouldn't attack you.
But that's what every time I talk to this the breeder or anybody else, it's like the same. The one thing everybody always says is, "Man, we've seen this movie."
yeah.
It's even even more than when the Ebola thing was going on, right? And it they were flying Ebola victims to the U.S., which seemed really stupid. But Ebola is less communicable than this thing is.
Right. Well, it's a giant sliding scale, because the more communicable it is, if it's especially like deadly,
it burns out.
Guess what? It wipes itself out.
Right.
Because everybody gets it quickly, everybody dies, and the virus dies with it.
Right.
If it's super communicable, it's going to be not terribly deadly.
Right.
Because if it's really communicable and really deadly, guess what? We start vaccinating, we start treating, we start quarantining, and the virus dies out. It's got to be like the flu, where it's a nuisance. You feel like shit.
They can't make a good vaccine for it because it changes so much.
Exactly. It lays you low for a week, but you recover. There's no ill effects. Yeah. And you move on with your life. You have a shitty week where you stay in bed and you watch old movies. Done. Well,
but people still die from the flu. I mean, but they're, again, it's babies and old people for the most part.
Right. And again, the numbers, where are they getting their numbers? China. Well,
they're not getting them from China because they've written off China.
Well, that's exactly it. It's like about everything. We have no idea what's going on in China. So, okay.
Yeah, the numbers are from countries besides like Iran and China. The countries that don't lie about their cases. So it's like the U.S. and Europe and places like that. I was happy to learn that the county I live in reported their first two COVID-19 cases.
Were they burnt at the stake?
No, but they were. Well, they got it from traveling outside the country.
Yeah.
And they haven't.
How dare they?
They haven't spread it. They're self quarantining in their house, and they haven't passed it on yet.
What is the incubation? 28 days.
I
was like, I saw that movie too.
Yeah, I know. It's a weird. It's hard to get like good facts about stuff like that.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I've heard 14 days. I've heard 28 days. I've heard you can pass it on when you're not showing any symptoms. But this thing, it's not airborne necessarily, except that it. Unless somebody like sneezes in your face, but even that's not really airborne. So, I mean,
it's like the flu.
Right.
Then.
So you have to like touch somebody that's infected.
Right.
Or you have to touch something that they touched within a certain amount of time before the virus dies.
Yeesh.
So that's why they're saying, wash your damn hands, carry a bottle of sanitizer with you.
When you go out the public. Whole thing that has been kind of amusing me is all these like, I keep seeing video upon video of how to wash your hands.
Oh, yeah. Like, we don't know how to do that.
Apparently, people don't.
Well, but, but the thing
wash them. Use soap. Rub your thumbs. Check your nails. Like, really wash your hands. Don't just, like, rub soap between and then rinse off and then you're done. No. You have to wash them.
I have seen people.
Oh, I've seen women are disgusting.
I've seen people
walk right out without washing.
I've seen people at work that it just, it makes me, you know, it's actually so bad that when I'm at work, I wash my hands, I'll keep the paper towel in my hand and use that to open the door.
and then
turn around and toss it in the trash, because
that's not a bad thing to do,
because the people are so gross.
Yeah.
So disgusting.
Might I add, I work with the public.
Oh yeah.
So I've trained myself to do not touch your face.
Right.
I make sure don't touch my face. And like if that, I, you know,
that applies to flu or anything else, you know?
Sure.
If you wash your hands regularly and don't touch your mouth or your face with your hands, you're probably going to be okay. And this thing seems to follow the same, you know, contagion pathways as the flu does. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a little more, you know, the virus lasts a little longer on surfaces than the flu does. And it's, you know, I guess it's easier to catch to a certain extent. I mean, if you're trapped in a room with somebody, you're going to get it.
Of course. Or on an airplane. Right. Or, yeah.
You know, if you're, you know, or on a ship.
Yeah.
I would never, ever, ever go on a cruise. I mean, it just seems like a floating Petri dish. No, thank you.
Yet another reason not to get on one of those damn ships.
Nope.
As if all the other nasty things that happen, the E. coli outbreaks and all the other gross things that happen.
Italian captains crashing them, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
That's my people. That's my culture. Oops.
Damn. Yeah, let's go. That's like, I don't know, Darwin Awards for extroverts or something, you know. Oh, let's get on a big boat with a bunch of other people and, you know, damn. But the good news is I've been preparing for self quarantine my entire life.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I have heard that joke from every introvert I know.
It's a great joke though.
It's very true.
Finally, yeah. It pays off. This is like the extrovert's nightmare. You know, they can't go anywhere in groups. They can't go out to parties. They can't do, you know, stuff with groups of people that they love to do. They have to stay home by themselves. Oh my God.
I think they'll be okay.
Worst disease ever.
Yeah.
Where I work, they have canceled all travel for work. Mm. They're not allowing anybody to travel anywhere. They're already having supply chain problems out of China. There's two things. One is the company I work for has factories in China and they're all shut down, but also we can't get stuff we need from other companies who have factories in China. So we're already having huge supply chain problems with, electronics, and a lot of it's stuff that's not made until you order it, kind of stuff, you know.
Right, the just in time.
Well, it's like really expensive, you know.
Yeah.
$500,000 firewalls and stuff like that that are insanely expensive, and they don't bother making them until they got an order from them. So, but, yeah, it's. I think a lot of it. I mean, it's kind of one of those things. It's like you're not real sure yet. You know whether it's overhyped. You know, I think people having riots over water bottles in Costco is a little over the top and unnecessary. I think people buying masks like crazy. Have you seen the price of masks on Amazon, if you can even find them? They're insanely expensive now, and that's not doing anybody any good. I mean, it's like the hype of it, and the press didn't help. Like Breida said, the press isn't helping at all.
Like the run on toilet paper.
Right.
Why out
of toilet paper? You're going to, I mean, yeah.
You don't need to hoard toilet paper. No. It's not a blizzard, people.
Worst case, you can take a shower. I mean, it's not like, you know. I mean,
right. They're not cutting off the power.
This is,
you know. Yeah.
It's coronavirus, not a hurricane. Okay.
Right. Oh, look. It's been an
hour. Wash everybody your hands. Get their, yeah. Wash Did everybody hands. Get their money's worth this week?
Yeah. It was not enough Jeep talk.
Are you not entertained?
Well, we can do more Jeep talk.
No!
You know what's depressing?
This is about Jeeps.
I don't understand this. One last thing I want to say. Jeep makes...
Oh, no.
Jeep makes a model of the Grand Cherokee that they put a 5.7 liter Hemi in.
I don't know what it means. I don't care.
It has an insanely powerful engine in the Grand Cherokee.
And it's in a Grand Cherokee, which is not the big vehicle you're probably thinking of if you know what a Grand Cherokee is. It's a tiny little car.
It's the same size as the Durango, which also has the Hemi.
Right.
Okay. I need to go now.
Ah, we've officially dorked Brita out.
But they won't put the Hemi in the Wrangler. God damn it.
I think it'd actually tear itself in half.
Going now.
All right. Yeah, okay. We're done. On that note.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.